Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up?
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
The thing is, you don't know. You just don't know what's going to happen. In Brady's own words yesterday to us, I don't know. I really don't. We do know this. When he walks off this field tonight, he is unrestricted. He is a free agent for the first time in his career. Cannot be franchised. He can do whatever he wants. He said, who knows, maybe I sign a five-year extension. He's always talked about wanting to play until the age of 45. He'll be 43 next August.
Oh. He's coming back.
So most of you heard Tony Romo at the end of the broadcast there on CBS. Tony Romo, you know, obviously met with Brady in the days leading up to the game, as they all do as part of those production meetings. So, you know, Romo actually spoke to Brady. Maybe he's spoken to Brady Sr. Maybe he's tight with Tom, quarterback union, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that is just more than him just saying it because he thinks it. We're just saying stuff because we think it and believe it. We're guessing like you, like everybody else. Romo, there's a little another layer of knowledge there. That was him and Nance. That was sort of after, I think, Tennessee missed their two-point conversion after the pick six. Romo actually started the whole conversation before that two-point try. Here's what he
said. I'm going to tell everyone right now that I believe Tom Brady's coming back to play. This is a guess, okay? I think he's coming back to play. What I saw out of him, not only today, but when I watched him this year, he is not done. He needs help around him. Now, where he's going to play, is it here? Is it, that's what I think he's coming back, and I think he's going to be very motivated to possibly show people
this will be a
that at that next stage, he's not done.
Okay, so Brady almost went on the record, basically went on the record with a similar comment to Peter King. So that's coming from Brady. You know, where he tells Peter King, I'm motivated. I'm ready to get training right now. So not done. He needs help. Like, that just comes straight from the Brady point of view, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Again, just the idea that, you know, he needs help is, don't look at me. I was fine.
Okay. Jay Glazer also reported yesterday on Fox that this time around, Brady is not interested in a hometown discount in returning to the Patriots. Okay. So here's my take. I've told you for months, you know, because Jimmy Stewart demands that we have predictions. I was going to say hard opinions, but you know how I feel about that. Predictions are not opinions. They're just predictions. But Jimmy Stewart demands them. And I've told you all year long that if I'm forced to pick one, it's retirement. So I'm going to stick with it.
Thank you.
I'm going to stick with it because, well, it hasn't been proven categorically wrong yet. And so, you know, why give up on a take that's not wrong yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I still think it's very much in the cards. And let me tell you why. Because Brady's a big talker. This I know because I know Brady better than you, man.
So now it works to your advantage.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, there was a time when I covered the team, and you know, I know Brady was upset with certain contract situations, certain situations from his teammates, whether it was Deion Branch or Lawyer Malloy or his own personal contracts, and he'd, you know, say this ain't, you know, and he'd off the record, away from the stadium, in his personal time, he and his family and his people would be agitated.
They'd vent about it.
And he,
like any normal human being would.
And I think that behind the scenes, from time to time, Brady talks a big game. I'm not signing it this time. I'm not caving this time. It ain't right. And then at the very last, he always caves. Always, always, always. So I have no doubt. All the reporting that's been done from guys like Kern and Gasper and all these people who think Brady's going to keep playing, I have no doubt they're getting that on good authority.
not questioning their reporting one single bit. It's just, I've heard Brady talk a big game before. So, yep, I want to play. Yep, I want to play. Yep, I want to play. And then I wouldn't be surprised if the best opportunity for him to play is in Indianapolis and he sits down with Giselle and his family and they say, ultimately, what are we doing? No, we're not going to go to Indianapolis. Forget that.
Moment of truth.
I retire. So that's why I think retirement's still on the table. As much as he says he wants to play and will keep playing, what if the situation just doesn't feel right? Or what if he just doesn't, at the very last, doesn't have the guts to go put on a San Diego Charger helmet, LA Charger helmet, or a Colt? Or what if he just doesn't want to be a Brown or a Dolphin? Would you blame him?
Or he just doesn't want to repeat what ended up happening to some of the greats who went somewhere else and it looked ugly. And I get that. And
so he loses his nerve at his last and he retires. I'll just say one more thing. He's also saying, again, the Jay Glazer report, I'm not taking a hometown discount this time. I've heard that before. I'm not signing it this time. I'm not caving. This ain't right. Tom, sign it. Okay, fine. And he signs it.
So the only thing is, though, like, hometown discount's a little gray, okay? If they don't give him multiple years, I don't think he'll do it. I think he'll walk.
Let's see.
And when I say walk, he might be retired. I don't rule out retirement either. But I will say that when he answered the question on Saturday night, you know, what about retirement? Pretty unlikely. I was floored that he answered it. I did not expect that answer. I was floored. I went, whoa.
Sorry, Murray.
Like, he actually said it.
So that's, because I do think he would play for another team. And I think he may be reinvigorated by a new challenge. In the past, like, yeah, he's always capitulated and went back and said, like, fine, I'll take it. And he signed on the dotted line. Hell, he did it this last time. But I just think now that he is basically looking at the end, life's short, maybe he'd be reinvigorated with a new challenge somewhere else. The thing that would, I think, end up forcing his hand for retirement more than anything else, it's the family factor. That he gets pushed in front of him, that Drew Brees deal, which I do think is the template. You know, 2 years, $50 million, but it comes from some place where that's going to be a tough sell to Super G, like Indianapolis.
You know, the one thing that does, you know, favor the idea of him playing elsewhere versus here, you were saying earlier about the coaching staff. I mean, if there's going to be all this turnover here, well, then he's starting new no matter where
right.
he is.
What's
he's,
the difference?
Again, there's going to be...
So would you rather start new with Keenan Allen at wide receiver or N'Keal Harry?
They still have no tight end. He's going to have to restart at that position. If he stays, he's going to have to start over with new tight ends, probably a new slot receiver in there because the one they have now, love him, mean it, is cashed. And so there's going to be some sort of transition there. I'm not saying Edelman's gone, but... there's going to be another player there. He still has to look at N'Keal Harry, who he probably hates. Every time he looks at him, he gives him the stink eye on the field, for crying out loud. Jacoby Myers is still here. He doesn't like him. Mohamed Sanu is still here. He kind of sucks. They're bringing new receivers. He's got to work with new receivers. New offensive coordinator. New quarterbacks coach. Maybe a new receivers coach if Joe Judge leaves as well. Maybe Scarnecchia retires finally.
Would it surprise you if he had a new left tackle?
New offensive line coach. There's going to be retooling on the line. There always is. He's starting over here, too. So maybe, you know, I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep playing. And then he sits down and he says, I got to break in a new offensive coordinator. And they're only, screw it. Let's just retire. That's why this is still.
I think all that instability works against the Patriots. If he still wants to play, if he's sincere about that, then he's going through a transition no matter where he goes. And I might as well go someplace that has talent.
Here's what I want. I want him to keep playing somewhere else. I'm ready for a new chapter here. I've mentioned this a million times. I want to turn the page with Belichick. I want Belichick to groom the next guy. I want to see if Belichick can win with the next guy. I want to see if Brady can win without Belichick. I want him to go somewhere. I want him to be motivated. I want him to be balls to the wall. I want him to be an MVP candidate. I want him to be angry and just looking to shove it down Belichick's throat as a true competitor. And maybe and it doesn't even have to be hatred. I don't think Mike Vrabel hates Brady or hates Belichick, and he really likes those guys. He loved beating them. Loved it. I want Brady to be that guy, and I want them just to have at it. I want them to have at it and to see who's right, who's wrong, who was better. We can argue who was more responsible. I want to see it. I want Belichick and Brady to continue, just in different locations. That's what I want. What do you want? We'll get to your thoughts right after these words.
Boston's home for sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Maz.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom, do you have a sense of whether you'll be back with the Patriots in 2020, and do you want to be back with the Patriots in 2020?
I love the Patriots. I mean, they obviously, you know, they got it's the greatest organization, and, you know, playing for Mr. Kraft all these years, and for Coach Belichick, I mean, there's... you know, there's nobody who's had a better career, I would say, than me, you know, just being with them. So I'm very blessed, and I don't know what the future looks like, so, and I'm not going to predict it. So I wish we'd have won tonight, and wish we'd done a lot of things better over the course of the season, but we just didn't get the job done.
John, I know that you keep saying that you don't know what's going to happen in the future. Is there any possibility that you would retire after this last season?
I would say it's pretty unlikely, but yeah, hopefully unlikely.
The hopefully unlikely is a good one. What does that mean, hopefully unlikely? Does that mean hopefully the Patriots step up because I'm not playing anywhere else? Does that mean hopefully Giselle lets me?
Hopefully my wife signs off?
Hopefully everything lines up? I think that's what it means. I think it's hopefully... it's right for everybody that I have the right offer with the right team and a place I want to be and that my family's on board. And hopefully it all aligns. I don't know if he meant it could be, you know, if you wanted to believe that, you know, hopefully the Patriots want me. Like, if that's what that means, I ain't said other thing. Hopefully that it all aligns. And if it doesn't, what's the recourse?
Don't you think he already knows that there are teams that want him?
Yeah.
So, and again, maybe that's why the hopefully came out, because he said pretty unlikely because he knows what the offers are going to be. And then he didn't want to, you know, clue anyone into that he already knew, because that would be tampering.
Sure.
And so he said, sure. Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
I just think there's a million ways to take that hopefully. But it sounds like I was floored. I can't tell you this enough times because I was stunned when he said pretty unlikely. I did not expect him to answer the question.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts. Peter Norwood, what do you got? Peter!
Hey, Michael, sorry. So just a quick thought here, because you guys keep putting emphasis on him leaving. And well, you're saying he's going to retire, and I get the gauge from Tony and Murray that he thinks they're going to at least play elsewhere. We look at McDaniels, and he almost got on a plane to Indianapolis, right? And the option there was Andrew Luck. His other options here are the Giants. Yeah, that quarterback sucks. And we all know how good Baker Mayfield is. What's the big thing to say that McDaniels doesn't stay, and that's the biggest thing, besides, you know, an adequate contract, say $25 million a year? He made 23 this year. So say, I think you said 50 is the barometer, right?
Yep.
So a $50 million contract and McDaniels staying, that is probably enough.
Okay, well, Peter, I didn't mean to cut you off right there, but it's something to think about. If Josh McDaniels goes through these interviews and turns them all down again or changes his mind and comes back, I'll rethink the Brady thing.
Sure.
That might be a sign.
Sure. Yeah, I'll allow for that. I happen to think McDaniels is gone. I think this one's real. And I think that the pattern here in Foxborough over the last 2 years has been one of defection. I mean, and I use that term.
Yeah, no.
You've had a lot of people leave. Why? Why all these people all at once? Why?
What do
they know?
I don't know.
They know something.
Bob in Chicopee. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. Love your program. Question for you. In regards to Tom Brady leaving, no matter where he goes, he's going to have to deal with a different offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to get to know the tight ends and wide receivers and go through the same aspects that he's been going through.
Yep.
I truly don't believe that the problems with the New England Patriots this year, especially with the wide receivers, is not the fact that they're really the issue. I think the issue is that Tom wears his feelings on his sleeve. And I watch the games he plays, and it looks like it would be hard to play for him.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you there. That this is sort of what we've been talking about. Wherever he goes, you know, for he's got to be more patient with the people around him.
But just the fact that he's in a new environment, he will be. In other words,
yes, I hear you.
Right, like you're on your best behavior at the beginning. You don't know everyone well enough yet.
Well, so, and it's sort of it, right, and it,
yeah, it's new job syndrome.
Well, but it's also perspective, where you know I chose to come here, and I know what the situation was before I got here, and
correct.
So I have to accept it. In New England, he looks at it and says, "Well, you keep taking stuff away from me," and it's like he feels like he's getting slighted by the team because they're peeling pieces away from him. Where when he joins a team, he's going to know exactly what the landscape is, so he can't get upset with what's around him when he chose to go there.
Correct. And the other thing is that, you know, I think in retrospect, and you touched on this during the course of the season, a lot of his anger this year was misdirected. He was really pissed at the situation, pissed at Bill for what he perceived as a neglect of the wide receiver position, maybe pissed at Kraft for putting it in Bill's hands and not giving him the extension.
He should be pissed at his buddy Gronk for dinking the team around and then pissed at his buddy Antonio Brown for threatening women with his cell phone.
So what he did, though, is he lashed out at Harry and Myers. Right? And he lashed out at the tight ends. And like, you know, whether it be Izzo or Lacoste. Like, you know, I think all of that was his. Now, if he goes to a new place, he's not going to have that level of angst.
Dewey and Melrose. Yes, Dewey.
Yes. I want to say Happy New Year to Felger and Maz. I like your show. Yes, I'm bummed out about the Patriots, but I do have vested interest in this weekend. I'm rooting for the Texans because of my cousin Billy O'Brien. Go Texans.
Okay. I think Billy O'Brien has small little testicles.
He did everything in his power to give that game away on Saturday.
Boy, does that coach and that franchise have tight booty syndrome. They pulled it out thanks to the Bills being the Bills. And Deshaun Watson, I'm not sure yet. I feel like Deshaun Watson probably had a penis when he got to Houston, but Bill O'Brien's done everything he can to take it away from him. And I don't mean to be so crass, but you know what I mean? Like, I think Deshaun Watson is a ballsy, winning playmaker.
I mean, you watched the first half of that game. It's like every other Houston Texans playoff game you've watched under Bill O'Brien.
He's
turned him into Brian Hoyer.
Right.
The quarterback's got a package, though. He's got a package.
He does. Watson is this dynamic, ballsy competitor. But he goes to Houston, and they're like in these 16-13 conservative, can't get out of their own way games. So I blame Billy O'Brien. I really do.
So look, again, I don't know if I'd call myself a Watson guy because I don't love his game, but I respect his ability to pull out games and win them. I mean, the guy's done it his whole life. Like, again, and I'm going back to Clemson now, not that to give you the Shaq treatment for crying out loud. He wins at every level.
We'll do more league stuff tomorrow with the big one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here's James in the car. What do you got, James?
Hey, guys, I was just calling regarding, first of all, I want to talk to Tony real quick, but I just want to give a shout-out to Nick Foles. I mean, the guy got his appendix ripped out. I never felt more comfortable in a kicker for the last 3 years.
Okay, I have to let you go. Nick Folk, the kicker.
I'm good with Folk.
Yeah, he was all right.
Okay, so again, how are you feeling, though, on that last drive where Edelman dropped the ball, but they were right there at midfield, would have been field goal territory, Nick Folk to win the game and send you into the next round. How would you have felt about that?
Nervous. But how would you have felt with Gostkowski doing it?
Yeah, nervous.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So, like, the only thing I can say is that you know, relative to the other bums that they brought in here.
He was the best of the bums.
He was stable.
Yeah, he was fine. He was more than fine, actually.
He was stable. I have no issue with Folk. He's one of my three ups tomorrow.
Shane in Medford. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to talk quickly about what you were saying before about Belichick and Brady and the battle of the beauties that they were both to leave. I just got to say, I don't think the last throw in Brady's career as a Patriot is going to be a pick six.
I don't think it matters, Shane. We got a previous call on this. That
I love this one.
I know.
I do. I love this
one. Go ahead, answer.
No, all of a sudden, because it's a pick six, he's going to come back and play for $10 million. So it's just it was the emotional response to the play. That Patriots fans are sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. That's it? That's how it's going to end? No way he'll come back. No, he won't.
It has nothing to do with anything. It's a 0.0, as I mentioned before. Zero!
And when I say no, he won't, I mean no, he won't because of that play.
All right, it's like not a tipping point play. It doesn't tarnish his legacy. People forget about it.
It doesn't impact his legacy. It doesn't impact anyone's decision-making. It doesn't mean anything about anything. It's a 0.0. It's a nothing. In the moment, yes, like the rest of you, I went, oh, dang it, that's how it ends? Ooh. And then about 10 seconds later, I forgot it even happened. And today, I even forgot it happened. It's not going to be on his highlight reel. You may see it like this week as they show game highlights, but when you do your retrospectives on Tom Brady and his career, it's going to be nowhere, anywhere, ever. It's a 0.0.
I mean, that's how I feel. I feel like people put emphasis on this, like all of a sudden it's a factor in his decision-making.
It was garbage time.
Game was over anyway.
It was beyond garbage time. Brady could have given two poops in the moment. He gave two poops about it after the game. No one cares. No one cares about that play.
Do you know who he was targeting?
Sanu. Of course.
Seriously, did Sanu even have a catch in the game? Did he have a catch?
I don't think so.
So it's an exciting day on Felger and Maz because this is a Monday. These are re-entry Mondays, and re-entry Monday now has a proud sponsor. That's right. Reentry Mondays here on Felger and Maz are presented by East Boston Savings Bank.
So if you're looking to finance a home mortgage or commercial real estate property, or maybe you're just simply looking for a checking account, visit EBSB.com. Again, East Boston Savings Bank, getting it done since 1840.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports, Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know tonight's disappointing for you, your teammates. Next to you guys, I think the most upset are fans and Patriots Nation. They've stuck with you through everything. They adore you. Do you have any message for them tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we, and I personally, you know, appreciate, you know, everything that they've, contributed over the course of, you know, not just this year, but a lot of years. And, just very grateful for, you know, the experience of playing this year for this team, this organization, and over the course of my career, too. So I appreciate it. I hope I have always, tried to do the right thing out there. And, who knows what the future holds, so. We'll leave it at that.
Brady postgame on Saturday. What did that sound like to you, Mass?
Farewell address. That particular comment, again, I watched the postgame live on Saturday night, as I think many people did, given the circumstances. And I thought Brady's press conference was interesting. Because, that comment, I read into everything as you would expect everyone would, again, given what's at stake. I thought that sounded like a goodbye. You know, and the other thing is at one point he referred to the Patriots as they. Like, and I went, oof.
It was kind of cold.
Yeah, it just was they. And look, I get it. I mean, you know, he's saying, you know, Mr. Kraft and Belichick and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and the Patriots, they. And I went, ooh. Like, ooh,
but we really are.
Oh, totally.
Microscoping every word.
No, totally. Look, and that's.
Well, this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
This is what it's going to be.
But, you know, it's. That comment in particular, as he spoke, I went, ooh, that sounds like he's saying goodbye. That one feels like a goodbye. And I'm not telling you that it was. I'm just telling you that's what it sounded like.
Okay. If he keeps playing, give me your big board of prospective teams.
Chargers, number one.
Yeah.
I put them at the top of the list because I think, I mean, all the key elements are there, which is a good base for Brady to start TB12 in a team that's desperate for a quarterback in a new stadium, in a new market where they're the number two team.
Yeah, they're desperate for buzz, too. I mean, from a football standpoint, it makes sense, and they're talented on both sides of the ball, but brand new stadium. They can't generate any buzz. They're going to try to sell these new PSLs. And who gives a rat's ass about the Chargers so far in L.A.? Nobody.
So what's interesting about the PSLs, I heard was Breer talking about it. Like, you would say, why would a team that can't sell out a soccer stadium require PSLs? And the answer is the Rams made them require PSLs as part of the agreement for them to come to be the second tenant in the building. So ordinarily, they would recognize that they have a hard time selling tickets, so they're not going to charge you a fee on top of it just to get the tickets. It'll reflect the market, but the fact is it's required in their agreement that they have to sell PSLs to people who don't even want individual tickets, never mind a licensing fee for the right to pay for the tickets in an effing soccer stadium.
Would you do it for Tom Brady?
So yes. So I'm just saying this is how hard up the Rams are to get a draw there. Behind how far they are, apparently the ticket sales there are just atrocious. So
what matters in Los Angeles more than anything? Star power.
Oh, yeah.
What's Tom Brady, the biggest star in the league?
LAC, number one, two.
Okay, so for using the same logic, meaning teams that, you know, are relocating or opening new, you got to consider the Raiders, don't you?
Vegas.
Oh, I would buy that jersey so fast.
So
it would be a sexy jersey, wouldn't
so
it?
So where would the league rather have him, in Vegas or in L.A.?
L.A., they need it more.
They're desperate to get that L.A. thing off
the ground.
You
can't lose with either one, really.
Well, no, I mean, see, I think Vegas is going to sink or swim on its own. Yeah. I mean, like, they're a new thing in Vegas, and so, yeah, they could use star power, but even if not, the NFL's coming to Vegas. That's the story. In L.A., you need a draw. That's not enough in L.A. The thing is, so the Chargers I get because they can blow out the coach or bring in Brady's coaches or change the offense. In Vegas, you'd want to keep John Gruden. Gruden, Brady, that's like a fun little coach quarterback thing in Vegas.
No question.
Except Gruden runs this West Coast thing, and I don't know if there's a fit there. Gruden would have to change. Gruden would have to change his playbook for Brady.
Don't you think he would?
Yeah. Three. Chargers one, Vegas two. Give me three.
I tell you, I don't eliminate Miami. I mean, I you can change anything on the fly.
Yeah, so we were working really hard for this last week, Mass. Did you know that Chan Gailey was an assistant under Ron Earhart? Ron Earhart was a former Patriots offensive coordinator and coach, right, back in the 70s, right. 70s and 80s. Ron Earhart and Ray Perkins, who was also a Patriots coach and assistant, they were the ones that came up with the offense that Charlie Weiss ultimately adopted, and Charlie Weiss uses all of the old Ray Perkins, this is how hard we worked, Ray Perkins, Ron Earhart terminology and concepts in his playbook. Brady's still working off the Charlie Weiss offense. Chan Gailey was an assistant under Ron Earhart in Pittsburgh in the late 70s and also uses the Ron Earhart
tree,
you know, the terminology. Tree. So Brady actually.
So Brady's familiar with the framework.
Yep. Of the Chan Gailey offense.
Okay, makes sense to me.
I'm using it just because I want to keep that alive.
I'll tell you what the big things are to me, too, is I think, you know, warm weather markets where Brady's TB12 can take hold. I think that's a huge factor in this. He's not going to Chicago.
Well, how about a warm-ish place where that could take hold?
That's Tennessee?
I still think they're a dark horse.
I'm
going to
put Tennessee on that because I think him and Vrabes, and I say that intentionally, I'm not using the nickname. It's what Brady would say about him. Him and his boy Vrabes are tight. Curran wrote a thing.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw the thing Curran wrote.
In the tunnel after the game, their families were hugging it out and chatting, and Vrabel's wife and G are even friendly and da-da-da-da-da. Like, Vrabel and Brady are tight.
And there's weapons there. A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, Adam Humphries, who didn't even play Saturday night. You got that moose of a running back, great offensive line. Like, I know it's not a sexy market, but from a football standpoint and with the coach,
it makes sense. I'll put it on the list.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'll put it on the list. For sure, again, and they have other Patriots people in there in the front office. Like, you know.
Yeah, the GM is.
Look, Curran cleverly referred to it as, I say cleverly, because I wonder if he knows something, referred to it as Patriots South, right? I don't know, Nashville's kind of hot and, you know, up and coming, right? I don't know, would Super G go for Nashville?
You should play guitar there.
Hang out with, what's her name?
Kristen Cavallari.
Who does the Sunday Night Football thing?
Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, Carrie Underwood. Thank you.
Okay, so give me one more. We need a top five. Chargers, Vegas, Miami, Tennessee.
Well, how about the one Colin Cowherd threw out? The Indianapolis Colts.
We don't need to hear it again.
But I just don't see that, though.
I can't see.
Minnesota seems to not be going away, so put the Vikings down on the list.
Okay, put Minnie on there.
Did that all change with that win yesterday for them?
I don't care what Cousins
said. Tampa. What about Tampa?
Tampa. You know what? I'll put Tampa 5.
Screw Indy. Take Indy out of there. Tampa. Again, warm weather.
They'd have to blow everybody out.
They got weapons. They got an offensive coach.
He's not going to go play for some dude with a chapeau. They'd have to blow that whole thing up.
Tom Brady's a Buccaneer.
And doesn't he have property in Florida or something? Brady?
I don't know. I thought someone emailed us and said he just bought a big spread in Naples.
Close enough.
Which isn't Tampa, but you can definitely helicopter between those two.
Of course, they probably meant Naples, Italy.
Keep this team on the list?
Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Dallas might have been. But get ready for this, folks. March 18th. His contract voids March 17, automatically, nothing they can do about it. The new league year begins March 18. Now, he can re-sign before that date, but if he doesn't re-sign before that date, there's no franchise, there's no nothing, that sucker's going to void. And that's it. Now until March 18th, get ready for it.
Oh, my God, it's going to be unbelievable. It really is. It's going to be unbelievable.
A few more of your quick phone calls here. Tony and Stoneham, go.
I got to tell you guys something. Maz, I agree with you. He's going to retire. And I want to know something. I'm glad you guys aren't running any football teams. Who out there is going to have to pay him, is going to pay him $20-25 million a year when he had one of the worst years he ever had, and he's 43 years old?
Because it's not his fault. Because that bad year wasn't his fault. Not that he was great, but it was more about the pieces around him. It wasn't his fault. And I'm just laying out the case here of another team.
What kind of year did Peyton Manning have when Denver signed him?
Right, his last year in Indy, right?
He didn't play.
He was out the whole year, exactly.
And he got a deal.
Exactly.
Brady will get a contract.
And he should get a contract.
I'd sign him if I were another team. If I were in the right place, I would absolutely sign him.
I said it before. I think he makes sense on a lot of teams. Maybe just not this one. Tom and Quincy, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I had a question with this whole, you know, if Brady retires and he's not around and McDaniels leaves. I saw that Judge was interviewing for a head coach job, too. If they both go, they usually promote from within, right? But if Brady retires and it's going to be Stidham anyway, since they usually do promote from within, are they going to attempt to kind of pull an outsider in? Or since O'Shea got fired for the Chan Gailey thing, do you bring someone like him back in and keep the offensive playbook that you've had the whole time and teach Stidham under that?
Yes, I would. They're in a pinch, Tom. Their coaching staff, just when I read that current thing, I went back and looked at it. Like, they are so razor freaking thin on the coaching staff. McDaniels is both the OC and the quarterback coach. Do you know their tight end coaches?
No idea.
Have you ever heard of Nick Cayley?
No.
No.
Okay, like, they have a tight end coach, which is another sort of useless. I don't know a thing about Nick Cayley. This is not an indictment on him. But a tight end coach, when you're that positional coach, you coach two, maybe three guys. But you only coach a couple of people. So it's like, you know, it's like being a running backs coach. You coach two or three guys, and what do you tell them to do?
Or in the case of this team, you coach zero.
Or no guys. So it's like the tight end coach on the Patriots, they haven't carried one guy apart. You know, it's like there's no one on the roster. Ivan Fears is the running back coach. They have an assistant running backs coach. They almost have as many running back coaches as they have running backs. Ivan Fears is still the running backs coach. They have an assistant running back coach named Cole Popovich.
Oh, Greg's cousin.
It's not. I actually looked it up. It's not his son. Is it a cousin?
I don't know. I just said that to be smart-ass.
Yeah, because that's what I thought, too. You know Bill would pop one in his pants for, you know, Greg Popovich's
pop?
Kid. He'd pop it for pop.
Pop for pop?
Because the assistant quarterback coach is Mick Lombardi, Mike Lombardi's kid, who he called Mick.
Who also thinks you'd be an idiot if you drafted DK Metcalf.
That's Michael Lombardi, yeah, the old man.
Dad.
So wait a minute.
He can run a vertical route. He can run a comeback, and he may be able to run a post. That's Metcalf. Metcalf's a three route runner. Now, all you fantasy players at home, if you like that, if you got those three routes in your offense, God bless you, take them. You take Metcalf before him, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
That is one of our better drops.
And the him is N'Keal Harry. He's made a case for N'Keal Harry.
So I just want to get this straight. So Lombardi's kid and Belichick's two kids are on the staff.
Yes, it's like half the staff. And Popovich's kid, let's just call him Popovich's kid for the sake of this. It's like they're either all ancient, who've been here for, and some, you know, some of Skarnakia, Fears, da-da-da, or Bobo's kids. Brett Bielema's still here. That doofus.
Oh, boy, what's his staff going to be next year?
So this is like, but just on offense, so Brady's going to come back with all these receivers that he hates, the contract that he hates, breaking in a new offensive coordinator, new quarterbacks coach, maybe a new receivers coach, because again, the Joe Judge, who's really a special teams coach, doubled as the receivers coach, is up for not just the Giants job, but this college job, where apparently he's the favorite. So Brady's going to come back and work with all that, with Mick Lombardi? I say, screw this.
See, that's why, again, I think that works against the Patriots. Because
it's like he'd be starting anew here.
Right, exactly. No matter where he's going, it's new.
Joe Judge is not going to be how could he be the offensive coordinator? He's been coaching the punt team until this year when he was the receivers coach. Skarnecki is not a coordinator. Fears isn't a coordinator. Popovich's kid just got here as the assistant running backs coach. He is now Popovich's kid.
Listen.
This tight ends coach coaches two guys or less. There's no one to take. They have to start all over. Bring back Charlie out of retirement or something.
Or new Bobos.
Yeah. I want to be the tight end coach on this team. Seriously.
I mean, if you're Brady, I mean, just think of that for a second. Thus concludes the ranting call-in portion of the program. Coming up next will be the final word.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, obviously. Nope. very heavy with the Tom Brady content today. And
get used to it, Murray.
Yeah, and the future. And now this one I'm into. Unlike Deflategate, this one I am ready for. This is a juicy story, the juiciest of stories.
So 98.5, the Brady Hub.
You can get your highlighter out.
Yeah, I will. Attaboy. Yep. So with that, let's go with a little retro Mad Mike and have a Brady-centric final word here.
Good job, Damian. He is so right, and Brewski sounds like such a tool right there. I can't tell you. It makes me angry.
Like this fantasy world where Tom would never do anything wrong. Thank God we have Damian Woody on planet Earth. You live in this fantasy world? This fairy tale? Where Tom is an NFL player, but he doesn't try and get competitive edges, or he doesn't try and push the rules, he doesn't try and push Brownies to be as good as he can be and beat the guy across from him? What are you nuts, dude? Are you a child, Teddy? Are you a six-year-old little boy? And you have these idols and these guys on these posters on your wall who think they never lie. Oh, Teddy, I'll tell you this about Tom Brady, too. You know what? He doesn't poop. Tom Brady doesn't poop.
Everybody.
He's not a human being.
Everybody poops.
He is a fairy tale creature. He never does anything wrong. He would never push to get a competitive advantage. And Teddy Bruschi has a book back home that says Tom Brady doesn't poop.
Everybody poops.
Except Tom Brady.
Everybody poops.
And pretty ladies.
I don't think any less of the guy. I don't think any less of the guy. He's out there like the rest of us, pushing the boundaries, trying to get a competitive edge because he's trying to win. He's trying to be as good as he can be. And is he lying about it? Is he trying to get his way out of it? Yes, well, that makes him a human being. I think no less of Tom Brady whatsoever. But I also don't live in this fantasy land of you, Teddy, that somehow he doesn't do what the rest of you are doing.
That line pissed me off, too, then. Well, then you don't respect
him. Stop with that. Why does it? But everyone turns that into that. Well, you say Bill's lying. I don't live in your fantasy world, Teddy. Teddy Bruschi must not think that Tom Brady poops.
Everybody poops.
Because that Tom's above that. He couldn't possibly do something so dirty.
Yeah, he's quite angry.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't poop. He doesn't vomit. What else does he?
He doesn't have armpit hair. Yeah, no, he doesn't even have boogers.
No body odor, no sweat.
Why would he need to pick his nose when he has no boogers?
Exactly.
Yeah,
no, right. He doesn't secrete.
Nope, no secretions. Complete.
In fact, he doesn't even get sick.
Clean sheet. Perfect clean sheet. But I don't know why I'm so angry at Brewski. I like Brewski. It was those times. It was the Deflategate times, I think, that brought that out of us.
No.
Okay, meanwhile, Boston, you thought that was bad the last 4 hours. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I don't even get why everybody's so upset with Brady. It ended how we all expected it to end. Brady with the football. Touchdown. Right at the end of a playoff game, Brady throws for a touchdown, just how we all thought it would end in New England. I don't even understand why people are upset.
How much time do you have tonight?
28 whopping minutes.
Okay, so let's not take any more of your time. Jones doing his usual thing in 90 seconds, no commercials. We're back at it tomorrow with Bedard, right?
Big Boy Tuesday.
See you then.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy
Play all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.